And welcome to the Shit What They Do Not Tell You What About podcast.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. And I'm Nikki Limo.
And my name is Steve Green, a.k.a. the Crypto King, a.k.a. the Iceman, a.k.a. the Woman. And today we are indeed joined by my parents and Nikki's actual parents, but my fake parents.
Step parent?
Parents
in laws?
Parents in laws. Thank you.
Yeah.
PIL.
Yeah. But by the way, is that not. Like, is Benjamin not my father? If you're watching this on tiger YouTube, chain. He's got a tiger chain on. Let's freaking go. I'm probably going to let him leave here with it. I'll probably get one for myself. I think he's attached to it now. This is night two with
it. We're both yanked a tiger, too.
Exactly. I think he should have it.
I got a blingy new sweatshirt.
It's my gift to you.
All right. Thank you.
Do you like my blingy new sweatshirt?
Literally, I think it's yours now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should have it.
The tiger
king. I'd like it more if it spun.
You're welcome. And see, I just helped out Darcy, right? Great. My mom-in-law, because now she's AKA more sexually attracted to Benjamin because of the chain.
I better take it off.
Yeah.
That's what you're intimating to me, and I got it.
I see. Okay.
My mom's drinking lots of whiskey, if you're listening
on
audio.
This is only her second glass.
Yeah. I think but that's making her, him more attractive.
It was a pitcher.
Yeah, it was a second it was last 15
a
minutes.
A big glass pitcher.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, so today we are indeed doing Am I the Asshole? But... the twist.
Parent edition.
Correct. So these are issues that people have. And you know, not all of them necessarily involve parents, but most of them will. And we are so curious to get your opinions versus ours.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. The truth?
Exactly. 100%
truth. You can't handle the truth.
So
I like that.
We are recording this time. We tried to do this before.
Yeah, we did.
This time we're doing
it. Wasn't meant to be before. Did.
For real.
For real recording.
I'm excited about it. So am I the asshole for selling my daughter's car? I, 56 male, have a son, 28 male, and a daughter, 22 female. I like both of my kids equally. However, they are different individuals.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
That can happen.
That does happen. Okay.
If you have two kids, they can be two different individuals.
I mean, yes, well, not if they're Siamese. Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little flaw in this argument. So they have different lives, but I help them based on their needs. My son did not do well in high school and went to a community college and decided it was not for him after a semester and went to trade schools and eventually settled on HVAC. So he is very...
it's an industry.
You maybe see why I picked this topic.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Parallel. There's a parallel here.
So
there may or may not be a parallel.
He had issues sticking to things. So as a reward, when he became certified... in HVAC, which if you don't know this, like we're talking about air conditioning and heating.
Mm-hmm.
I bought him a brand new, very good trade. Very, very, we love the HVACs. He bought him a brand new truck as a gift.
Nice.
Okay.
My daughter got into a good college out of state and was always more academically minded. When she was about to finish high school, it came as a surprise to me that she had taken it for granted that I would also get her a new car, even though I never said that. I explained there would be no need for a college girl in a big city to have a car. She then asked if I could help with tuition. I did not pay for trade school either, so I declined. Eventually, she seemed down, so I offered to buy a used car in my name so she could use it for a while until I decided to sell it, but she would have to maintain it. She seemed really happy with that. So we got an old 99 BMW for really cheap.
Oh, okay.
As you should.
This is in 2023?
Yeah.
Oh.
The
body was in good condition.
So a 24-year-old car.
The engine and transmission needed work, and it needed painting. She did the essential fixes first, but slowly did unnecessary ones, even though I never asked her for that, and repainted most of the car and had the interior detail.
So she treated it like her own.
Correct.
Yes, but that was the agreement.
Well, right. But no, he said that it's his car, but she has to maintain it.
Right.
Well, if I was told that, then I wouldn't, you know, invest my own money into it, making it nicer, because knowing that all I have to do is maintain it.
Before you paint your opinion upon it.
Okay, okay.
When she came back for a visit this week after finishing her finals, I decided it was time to sell the car and listed it.
I think that I'm more on the daughter's side, so I'm just saying.
Wait, did you hear that, though?
That he listed the car. Without her permission.
After finishing her finals, he decided it was time to sell the car. He listed it. She's upset with her, even though we agreed to it, and I never asked her to repaint the car. She said she thought I was going to sell it much later when it rusted or something.
Yeah.
She also says I can sell it more expensive. I don't know what that means.
Like price it higher.
Yeah, because of her fixes. But the reality is I got the car just before the pandemic, and used cars cost a lot more since then.
That's true.
It's true. And that's why I can sell it for a lot more. I offered to pay her back for half the paintwork. Am I the asshole here?
Yes.
Well, yes.
100%.
Yeah.
It actually goes back to the beginning of not just selling that car, but I believe no matter what the circumstances is, you still have to play fair.
Yeah.
To both.
The son got the truck.
Yeah, exactly. But then, he got then, to own the
then
truck.
Then she should get a brand new car and own it as well.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what they did. I mean, that was because he was failing in high school. Then all of a sudden he's rewarded. But then she was doing wonderful and wasn't really rewarded like that.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Well, are you finished going?
I was just saying it starts at the beginning where the dad should have played fair to begin with.
I agree with that. But did dad get an HVAC out of it?
Not a word of it. Not a word of it.
Oh, well, I do think that's not cool. You know, that's like getting the older daughter like a maroon colored Corolla or something
Celica,
like that.
First of all.
Yeah. Okay. And letting her just trash
son,
it.
But the son got a used car too. So we
yeah,
were
the son got
fair.
The used car too.
And they were about the same amount. No, sorry.
Weirdly painting yourselves on this. And that's not what it's
Let's
not about
go back
you guys.
To this.
Even though
this
I picked
deck,
it because it's literally seems very similar.
Yeah.
It
does. Yeah, I don't think I don't.
Except for we never bought Dane a brand new car.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a brand new car either.
We're back
to the guy. Okay,
yeah, I don't think that was cool.
I don't think the dad was very cool on that.
That's her son's name.
I just think you have to be fair with both of them, regardless of what they do.
What was
her
GPA?
It was almost like, okay, so Nikki's the firstborn, and we thought she was going to go to any college she wanted, and we were going to pay for it.
Loser.
She decided not to, which is great. I mean, look where she is now.
Yeah.
And we knew he hated school. Hated school. So we didn't think that he was going to go to college anyway.
And
but we couldn't.
School hated him back.
Yeah, school hated him back. Yeah. He very intelligent.
Should have got him a new car.
But he did not. He did not like school. Yeah. But we could not offer him the same thing we offered her. That just wasn't fair.
Yeah, he took it up.
He took it up, which kind of surprised us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we were trying to be fair to him because we offered it to her. We couldn't just like, oh, no, we know
right
you don't like school, so we're not
Welch.
Going to.
You're not Welch.
Yeah, right or refusal.
Right,
no,
right.
I'm Filipino.
So,
not Welch.
So surely we both had to pay for rent.
Correct.
Oh, wait. We didn't.
Wait, what happened? Oh, wait. Is there a discrepancy?
Yeah, there is a little discrepancy there.
Okay, what's the discrepancy?
Nikki moved out. So
I know.
They didn't move out?
Oh, yeah.
But we
that
did.
Was part of, well, that was part of the same offer
yeah,
for
we did
you.
Buy her a condo, true. Which she turned down. So, you
didn't
know, she turned
buy,
it down.
Oh, so it's my condo? You're
she
saying
turned
I,
it down.
No,
you turned it down.
You bought wait, my
we
a condo?
Clip that. For my lawyers, for my legal team.
So
but she turned it down.
So I was going to go to U of H, and they bought a condo for me to live in if I was going to go to U of H,
the
University of Hawaii.
Rent.
And I wouldn't have had to pay rent.
I
but
paid.
I decided not. So then they got an asset out of it and rented it to tenants. You're welcome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
We got
win,
you,
win.
Son of a bitch.
Win,
I've been waiting for this moment. I got you dead to rights on camera.
I know, but
my
she,
legal team is salivating.
She turned
and
it
all
down.
Hard.
She turned
he
it down.
Made, he made his outfit out of all the money that we made
that's
from
right.
the legal debate.
She turned it
we
down.
We just did it.
She said, I'm not going, and that killed the deal right there.
Killed the deal?
Yeah, that killed
no deal.
It. No deal.
Basically, both children.
I get it.
Shocked us.
We both shocked them.
You both shocked them.
Because it was
yes.
opposite.
It was the
yes.
opposite.
This story.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Dan went the academic route.
Yeah. Even though he's not an academic.
Although it's sus.
Yeah.
And then Nikki went the academic route. But
I went
then
the
said,
other
nah.
way.
SML.
Even though.
She had other dreams in
I
life.
Had a 4.2 GPA.
We supported her other ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
It shocked us.
Yes, I do think that this
so
guy's the asshole
too.
Because
yeah.
okay, I understood in the beginning I was willing to give him more of benefit of the doubt because so the son is starting a trade, he opens his own business perhaps as an HVAC, so like he needs a truck utility wise and it's like, hey, here's something to help you start your new business. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
So, but then the daughter is essentially going to college is the same type of investment.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so I look at things as investments and if the son is investing in a new business, daughter's investing in college, then even if they're not paying for the trade school, okay, they're not paying for the trade school, so they're not paying for the college. Fine, that's fair. But if you're going to buy a new car for the son, then you should buy a new car for the daughter.
You should have let her keep the piece of crap.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really
exactly.
Should.
It's a 99 BMW.
Because
what the
wouldn't
hell
you want
exactly.
to send her exactly. off
what kind of lesson is that?
Like, put her off on the best foot?
Yeah. And so,
but if you move back in, you're still paying rent.
And then if that, also, sure. if that were the case that he's buying her a used car, then let her be the one to sell it, and the money goes to her.
Yeah.
It's her car.
Yeah. She's been taking care of it.
Right. Yeah.
And let
exactly.
Then let the dad take the daughter up to Thousand Oaks to get another car. After
there
she
you
sells
go.
That one.
So Reddit agrees with you guys, it seems.
Oh, okay.
Many, many comments
that's not cool.
about how the son got an expensive new truck and the daughter got a beat used car and then you sold the used car.
Yeah.
What the hell is that about?
It could have even been a trade-off like that, like where she gets the shittier car or whatever
what
because of
major?
Whatever reason. I don't understand. Yeah. But
Doesn't say?
Okay, because maybe she's an attorney now and she can represent her.
There you go. Okay, next one for the folks here. Am I the asshole for shouting at my mom for doing something I specifically told her not to do?
Yes.
Yes.
Well
you're not the asshole. Wait. You're not the asshole.
Do we know the context?
We don't know any context.
We're judging. We're prejudging. No prejudging.
I didn't prejudge.
I did.
Okay, just to preface this point, I'm sorry for my bad English. I'm not the best at wording things, so this might not make any sense. I have a problem where I need stuff in exact specific ways or I genuinely can't function at all.
Like OCD or something?
For this example, I need my shirts to have the exact same coat hanger they always have, or else I stress out.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
My mom is aware of this, and I tell her about it all the time. Anytime I'm using a shirt, I put the designated coat hanger to the side for me to use later. I was out at my friend's all day, and once I came home, my mom had put the hanger back in my closet. There's a box of hangers in my wardrobe. I can't tell which one I specifically used beforehand. Oof. For this shirt, as all of them look almost identical when they're mixed in together. I genuinely started panicking. I didn't know what to do, and I struggled to handle my emotions when I get stressed or anxious. So my first instinct was to shout at my mom for it, and now she's calling me unreasonable for it, and saying I'm ungrateful for everything she does, etc., even after she knows the state I get into with something when something like this happens. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
I think so, but it also sounds like she has some mental issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would she have mental issues? The mom.
No, not the mom. The daughter.
Not the mom. The daughter.
Oh, I thought it was a son.
Wait.
In my head, it was a boy, too. But
I thought it was a son.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Does it matter?
It doesn't. We're trying to keep track of the characters.
It only
in the story.
Matters because
when
you said
she,
it was a daughter.
It honestly doesn't say.
Yeah, we both thought mom because that was the only female in our minds that was in the story.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't say. Okay.
They made an assumption.
Yeah, we decided
the smart people made an assumption.
Well, I thought because of shirts, I thought it was a guy.
Oh, okay.
I never hear chicks talk about ironing shirts.
Yeah, they say blouses or something.
Yeah, blouse.
When I heard ironing and putting things in order, I thought it was a guy.
I thought it was a guy. Yeah, I guess I just pictured T-shirts.
But I'm also toxic and heteronormative. So
yeah,
my dad
is very anal about his closet being put together exactly the right way. But
so it's a guy. Okay, let's go back
to
the.
So this is why I picked
this
topic.
Yeah,
we don't know.
But I was trying to. You were just constrained the character.
Do you feel like this is fair? Like a fair assumption for him to be mad about this?
No. He could. You shouldn't yell at his mom.
This is.
I'm that way, you know. That's your mom. I don't care what problems you have. You shouldn't yell at your mom.
True.
It's true. I don't yell at my mom. I've never yelled at my mother.
I think he's the asshole. However, I think this is a different circumstance because
now the mom did it on purpose. Okay, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Sounds like a meltdown.
Well, it sounds like a meltdown.
Yeah, and so it's
but
like
also the mom should not have even touched
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
He sounds old enough to take care of himself, so she shouldn't have meddled.
But he asked
stuff.
Her to do it.
Like, I would never hang up his clothes because I might
you
put
don't.
It in the wrong order.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
I
do
agree
you want
with
your
that.
Clothes put up, Ben?
Rainbow order.
By color.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is real, right?
Do you shade lightest to dark? Because my closet is the same.
No, it's alphabetical.
He's alphabetical.
What?
No, yeah. I do mine.
I like the shading.
Yes.
If you have, like my books.
Like you have,
yes. I would do it that way.
If you have sweaters, you have cashmere sweaters. Black is BL. Black is BL. A and blue is BL. U, therefore.
It's not rainbow
blue,
order?
No.
That hurts my brain.
I know.
I actually
hate
it.
Me too. Thank you.
That sweater.
That's me.
That's
I hate
sweater.
That.
But then when
it's
you
like
go,
my crayons.
When you go with the shirt.
You're objectively wrong in the way that you order your clothes.
Yes, it is.
Then, but that's the sweaters.
Because then it kind of looks all messed up. Yeah.
This is what I married into. It's a shit
that's
show.
That's the sweaters. So then when you get to the shirt,
it's a shit show. Not me.
Now it's blue.
You, know, you put it on a pile on the floor.
I put my money suit next to the gold suit, next to the tiger suit. Yeah, on the floor.
On the floor.
But then you get to the blue shirts. If it has blue, strictly blue, it's B-L-U, but it has blue and brown, well then
you put... Are you colorblind? You can't see shades or something?
No, no, no. But sometimes the pattern on the shirt is brown and blue, so that you got to put the brown on the right side of the blue.
How did you arrange your crayons?
B-L-U.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you arrange your crayons?
Together, huh?
We couldn't afford crayons.
At school?
It's fair.
No, we had spray paint.
How did you organize your spray paint before you vandalized?
Yeah.
It has to be in rainbow order.
Absolutely.
It has to be.
No, not rainbow. You know
what? That's the only correct order of colors.
Okay, at work,
alphabetical.
I have colored hanging folders in my drawers, my cabinets.
Okay.
I have to have them
It's the natural order.
But can you do that in the dark?
Why would I file in the dark?
No. Can you?
Can you get your colors?
Like, if I were to come in, I go to work very early in the morning, and Darcy's still asleep.
Make everyone creeped out by you.
Okay, 3 o'clock's late.
That's so creepy.
In the morning.
In the
3
morning.
3 a.m.
Yeah. I usually, but that was when Archer was around. But now that Archer's gone.
You go 3:25?
Yeah, I sleep in and wake up. I get out of the house by 4. But, so... If I don't get my clothes the night before and I have to sneak in the room to, I don't want to wake up Darcy, but I can do it in the dark by saying, I know that this is blue. If I'm wearing blue or if it's yellow, then I can go over to this side of the closet to know, okay, I'm going to wear yellow today. And the suits.
Oh, because why is it the end? It's so confusing.
No, it's not.
That is insane.
No, it's not.
You're a weird person.
You're weird.
Yeah, but you know what?
You should be arrested by the authorities.
It works. Now, my suits are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I can know by circular to say, oh, I wore this last Tuesday, so I can't wear that again.
Who is the weirder color by day thing that they do?
Hey, why don't you just buy identical suits?
And white shirts, just blue and white. You know, I could do that. I could do that, but you know.
Yeah. Why make it so weird?
But then I would know.
Okay. Because your daughter does a color thing, but it kind of makes more sense.
It makes way more sense.
Me too.
What? Rainbow?
Rainbow.
No, it's weird. It's weird. Yes. Yeah. But it's weird.
But also,
can you do it in the dark?
Or I like.
I have a light in my closet.
I group all my black stuff in one section because that's not part of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And all my blue stuff, you know, regardless of what they are.
White is on one end and black is on the other end.
And then the rainbow colors.
The rainbow's in the middle.
Yeah.
It goes from white to pink to red.
And I don't have any red things, so that kind of blows off the
rainbow.
The
original question is, was the mom an asshole?
Correct.
No. The original question was, is he the asshole for yelling at the mom?
I think yes.
But, okay, no. It sounds like he might be on the spectrum or have some neurodiversity issues, but it doesn't make...
You're not an asshole.
It doesn't make it better. okay.
It's not okay to yell
you can fall at
your mom.
You can fall back on that, and then you can yell at anybody. Well, because I have the same...
Yeah.
Exactly. People aren't supposed to have to work around...
Right. It's not a shield.
Right.
It is his private things, and it sounds like he had told her before, don't do it because he needs to keep that routine.
Sure.
And she did it anyway.
Oh, but yeah, but didn't he ask her?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
I thought he asked her
He asked her not to touch.
Yeah, don't touch.
Oh, and she
a certain way.
And she did it anyway. She put the hanger.
She was just being a mom.
Out of love.
Out of love.
Yeah, but it's not okay, especially if you know your child has issues, like how he has weird order, so she won't touch the closet.
Right.
You know, because it's like, all right, I respect you, even though I don't get your weird thing because it doesn't make sense, but I'll respect it because it's your things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
It's like when I told Steve not to make food in my freaking pans because he always uses a knife on the nonstick.
Yeah. Oh,
he uses a knife on the nonstick and he goes, what? It's just a pan. And he uses it anyway. Disrespectful.
Not fair. Yeah. She's talking about like a 2.5-year-old Steve. I'm so far removed from that life. It's insane.
No, I'm talking about like an 8-year-old. Going 8 years back.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying
we were in a relationship for like 2 years at that point.
I know, but I bought into your
nonstick
pan theory 2.5 years ago.
Oh,
and I've been
true.
Sticking with it ever since.
Yeah, non-sticking to it.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I see how you did that.
You're fine.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm just saying.
How much is the pan?
$20.
Oh.
Who gives a shit?
He's just never used a nonstick the proper way before.
Yeah, I used to spray them down with oil. With oil.
Never put metal. Even when you're stirring,
yeah.
Don't put forks.
I don't really do that though.
Metal,
I don't do that anymore.
Metal in a nonstick.
You know the way to get around
but
that.
Of course,
what's that?
Females are the ones that know that.
Yeah. Just, I have ceramics.
Just hit your chick with it before you start cooking.
Don't cook. Don't cook.
Oh, nice.
He wasn't cooking for me. He was cooking.
I just get the TV tray out, put it in front of the Dodger game, and wait for my meal to show
up. That's pretty sick, honestly.
He was doing that
too. I wash the dishes.
He does.
You do.
He does.
And you do it.
I even did it at your house.
I think you do it at all hours of the night.
Even though we have a dishwasher, he hand washed all the
dishes. Sometimes I'm like, I'm up at 1. I think Ben's doing dishes. I'm like, I did. That's I'm up at 4:30. Ben is doing the dishes. I'm like, how are there dishes? Does Ben not do all the dishes at once?
I also don't want her to wake up to dishes. That's why I wash my bowl and my coffee cup before I go to work, because I don't want her to wake up to dishes.
Okay.
It's very thoughtful, but I don't really care.
Yeah, but I care.
In there. Yeah. I know.
Because I don't want to come home to dishes, but you know why? Because by the same token, is if I come home and there better not be no dishes in there.
I hear you. As a de facto member of the family.
Like he would like done to him.
That's right. Because it's
but
it
there
aren't
any dishes in there because he comes home
true.
First.
I do. I
but
do.
It is
I lunch.
Very
but there's
strange.
No dinner ready for me.
It is very strange how you're always doing the dishes no matter when I wake up.
It's a control thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm very cleanly. Cleanliness is next to godliness, and you're not
to
godliness.
Wash them over again.
Even though I'm next to you.
But you're not godly either because you're a Catholic boy, and you're
but I don't
ashamed.
Say anything.
I am very ashamed, and I flog myself regularly.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
So,
did we settle that?
You're the asshole.
Yeah, you're the
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But not really.
Kids,
no, I,
kids,
no
yeah.
one's,
I don't
no
think
one's
anybody's
the
asshole.
Asshole.
Yeah, it's a disagreement.
Yeah. And how old is this kid anyway? I guess it doesn't 38? Matter, but you, I mean, you're right. He shouldn't yell at his mom, but we don't
but you
know.
You can say it's her fault.
There's it never says
there,
age. Yeah.
There's a lot of things behind that.
But
I
you
mean,
can say it's her fault.
Because if the mom yelled back too, then there's some.
But she birthed him, so it
so
could
Reddit
be her fault.
So Reddit thinks that they're the asshole because all of the clothes look the same when they're mixed together, which
yeah,
is
because
what
they're
to.
Neurotypical people approaching this from a that perspective. Yeah. Like if you have OCD or autism, it's you don't your brain doesn't work that way.
Correct.
It works a different way,
correct.
So you can't gauge somebody and call them an asshole because of that or the way that you.
But can you not call me a neurotypical because it makes me feel like shit?
You're a basic bitch.
How do you spell that?
That's better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Neurotypical.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay, next topic. Am I the asshole for wanting more freedom from my parents whilst living with them?
More freedom from the parents while living with them. Okay, got you.
I think freedom.
Oh, okay, I thought there was more.
Oh, you,
there is.
You want a pontificate already?
Is there
pontificate.
More?
Yes, there's way
more. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I wanted
what
to hear
the hell?
He likes to read the
this
title.
Is a whole story.
He wants you to snap react.
I do.
Oh.
I'm trying to get you riled up.
Freedom?
Yeah.
Yeah, check this out. I'm 18. I was quite glad.
Braveheart?
I was quite glad to learn. To turn 18, just a couple months ago, I've always felt quite restricted from my parents, obviously, because I was still a child legally and under their care. I thought that afterwards they would be easier on me with outings and going out or being with my friends, but now the difference is whenever they get angry, they just say I should move out and stop living here, especially when I'm over at my boyfriend's house.
Oh, as a girl, okay.
Well, you don't know that.
You just said,
I said 18.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Heteronormative asshole.
We're in that world. Okay.
Once I stayed over, and the next day my mom was upset, and I said I can move there and stay with them since I don't care or bother to text at all. I don't know what that means.
Stay with their boyfriend.
Yeah. Make communicate.
Kind of our first date.
What? I do text my mom. Oh.
Sorry.
Can you reread?
But we didn't have cell phones then.
No, no. It says, once I stayed over, and the next day my mom was upset, and I said, I can move there and stay with them since I don't care or bother to text at all.
I don't know about... Oh, so because the mom... It sounds like the mom got mad that they stayed the night somewhere and didn't text.
Yeah, you
didn't
communicate
about it.
You gotta communicate.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do text my mom, but she always expects me to ask how she's doing throughout the day when I'm with my friends.
Negative.
Which I understand, but I'm kind of just focusing on the actual outing and not texting my mom, which sounds mean, but I just tend to forget. I kind of just thought my parents would go easier on me and let me be, and I understand they care, but I still feel like I'm being treated like a kid.
Definitely.
I feel like I have to either be treated like a kid or move out if I want to act the way that I am and be independent with my friends, which is basically what my mom said. She thinks I don't care about her at all when she's in a bad mood.
It sounds controlling.
Am I the asshole for wanting freedom whilst living with them?
No, the mom sounds very controlling.
Yes.
Okay.
As mothers are.
Being the mom, here's the thing.
I get the one half, and I know what you're going to say already, but okay, go ahead.
I know.
This is why we're doing this.
One question that they don't specify is he's 18, or she, she, 18 years old, is an adult.
Yes.
Is she paying rent at her parents' house? If she's paying rent, then she should have a little bit more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mom, moms always worry no matter what the age.
Yeah.
And so it's just out of courtesy to let them know that they're not going to come home that night.
I agree with that. It sounds like I was with the mom until... Mm-hmm. She brought up the part about like she no longer expects her to ask about the day and all all of that stuff.
I'm with
and
you.
And then
on
it
that.
Sounds like she withdraws, like she's punishing her for that part and not like.
I don't agree with that at all.
How much rent do I have to pay to come home and like you're doing dishes and I just add dishes? I'm like adding dirty dishes while you're doing the dishes.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 a.m. and you're doing the dishes because you're weird like that. You wake up that early and you do dishes. And then I just make nachos and I add to the dishes. How much rent am I paying for you not to complain?
And an 18-year-old, you know, it's like, hey, pay me $100 to just help out.
Yeah, is she
and
working?
It helps the 18-year-old
she
to
just
know responsibilities.
18.
And hey, this is my room. If they didn't pay rent, this is my house. It's my rules.
Yeah.
But I'm totally with you on the, I don't expect a, hey, how you doing, mom?
Yeah.
No. But here's the thing.
But I worry. And so a text would be okay, you know, to just let me know, hey, when I'm not coming home, then I'll lock the doors up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But then it's like, hey, but why didn't you ask me how I'm doing? You know?
So there's personality differences that would drive me insane living there.
Yeah.
But I would respect the fact that I'm not paying rent and that it's their house. And then I would plan as much as possible to move out as soon as I could.
Yeah.
Mom's controlling. Mom's controlling. Mom's
controlling. The mom is doing the guilt thing.
But the kids are still.
Yeah, the guilt tripping thing.
Yeah. I know when you're 18, you kind of do your own thing and you don't see, you're not as compassionate and thinking about the parents and stuff. But the kids should at least try to overlook that and just say, hey, mom, I'm not coming home tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
How
absolutely.
You doing? Bye.
So.
Really? You wouldn't do that to your mom, though.
What? How you doing? Bye. No, I would just say, mom, I'm not coming home tonight.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You can get away with that with Grandma Tess?
What if
18 years old?
One time I came home and didn't tell her and I got smacked.
Is that right? Wait, you came home what?
Late.
And you got smacked?
Yeah, but then I was actually working at her work and I ditched work that day and she found out.
Got it. So you got smacked for that reason.
I got smacked for that
and
reason.
And you knew why.
I knew why.
Yeah.
So you weren't ever the mom in the situation, but so it's a little bit different of a dynamic, but I wonder, does it make a difference that the daughter is staying with a boyfriend? 18 years old, living with you.
True.
She's spending the night at a boyfriend's house.
Mm-hmm. 18 years old, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You're making your own
choices. Do I know the boyfriend?
But him.
Did I get to meet the boyfriend?
Oh.
Because when I was 18.
I did get to meet the boyfriend.
That's a good question.
When I was 18, I would tell my mom where I was. And I would tell my dad a different thing.
Were you still
even
learning?
Though
I never
I was
knew
18,
that.
I told you not
I never
to
knew
tell
that.
Him that.
I never knew that.
I don't
I
think he
did.
Ever questioned. They never.
I was probably working though.
She never had to lie to him. I did.
I was always working. No, you didn't. I don't think I've ever asked you.
No, you didn't really care.
I mostly told
mom where I was, and then she'd she knows where I am. She just says, don't worry. She's
See, that's why every time your boyfriends will come over, I just like give them the hard action. You know, like, I'm not
sounds
gonna...
That sounds sexy.
That's really sexy.
It's very sexy.
Yo.
Really hot.
They did like
that's
it.
Why I didn't have
a lot
to...
of subs out there who are like, wow, give me the hard action.
That's why I didn't have to do the hard action.
I didn't say anything to them because like to be mean to them is like, okay, he's all, I don't want to say anything to you.
Well, there's a thing about fathers and their daughters.
Yeah.
A dad and their daughter, to a dad, it's completely different.
I know, that's why I asked the question.
He's just so protective of a daughter.
That's why I posed the question.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's not part of this particular question.
And it always does seem kind of unfair, but coming from, I mean, I'm not a father, but I know how he always wants to protect his daughter. That's his baby, especially the firstborn.
Sure.
So,
can I ask you this? Because I relate to you, obviously, your perspective, because I am also a straight man. I know what guys think about when we look at chicks. Are you just thinking of that? Are you just like, dude, that's my daughter, and like, I know you want to put that dick everywhere?
No,
including her ears. Like, that's insane. Like, why are you this messed up?
I wasn't thinking of it that way.
We weren't even dating.
I wasn't thinking of it that way. It was just my discipline to say, no, you can't have the dude back there. Whether or not that's what they were going to, I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
I had my stepdad even, I had two guys in my room. I didn't even have a door. And he was not having it. No, they cannot be in that room.
Would you have beads?
And that's my stepdad.
Was it beads?
Huh?
Did you have beads at least?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't. No.
No door at all?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, we moved in with my mom's husband, Papa Denny.
How'd you change?
In the bathroom.
Oh.
Or, you know, it was only, the only other male was Denny, and he was at work or whatever. And, yeah, it's a funny.
But I fell asleep in that
whole
room.
Situation that was funny. I'll have to tell you that situation.
I fell asleep in that room, though.
Yeah, you did. But
and then they came home.
But I had two guy friends one time, and we were just all, I had a couch in my room, too. So it wasn't like.
I remember couch.
I think you were there with the guy friends.
I was the other guy.
All three of you.
And we were giggling and laughing and
I was
whatever.
Just a friend from the beginning.
Yes.
For sure.
I told my parents, he's just a friend.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about.
You know what I did was I brought a door.
Yeah.
Let's go. You were the door.
Let's close it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So, and was it a closet door? We'll find out when we come back on Shit They Do Not What Tell You About podcast. Please buy whatever we tell you to buy. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like thanks for listening to our podcast, and if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us. Like,
listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people
as a friend,
and we just want to say please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate, we're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings, so huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you, God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And welcome back to the Shit What They Do Not Tell You What About podcast.
Hope you bought whatever we told you to buy.
Thank you so much.
We're still with my parents here, and we got some more Am I the Assholes to go over.
So this one's very interesting, right? Am I the asshole for yelling at my mom at the park? Yesterday, I, 31 years old, NB, it says, so I assume that means non-binary.
Okay.
Threw a birthday party for my daughter, who's turning 5. After cake, we take her and her cousin, who's 4 years old, and a female, and my son, who's 12, to the park down the street. When we got there, a mom and her two kids, a girl about my daughter's age, and a boy who looked to be about 6 or 7 were also there. Almost immediately, the boy started to play with my son. The 12-year-old.
Yes.
So the 7-year-old playing the 12-year-old.
Yes, okay. Got it.
It was fine at first, but it quickly became clear that the boy had boundary issues. He's tugging at my son's arms and clothes. He stole my son's phone when it fell out of his pocket. And my mom and sister had to chase the boy down to take it from him while the boy's mom called from their spot on the bench to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
While I played with my daughter, the boy tried to steal my phone from where I had left it with my mom. Another park goer's toddler and cart him around until the toddler's father intervened. The boy's mom did not move the entire time.
Smack
her down.
You've been there, right?
No, I haven't been there, but I know what I would do. No.
He's not yelling at his mom. He's yelling at a mom in a park. Okay, got it.
My son began avoiding the boy, and I encouraged my daughter to do so as well. My sister stayed close to my niece, and we three adults circled the wagon, so to speak, so the boy would not ruin our playtime.
Mm-hmm.
No technology stolen.
Okay.
The boy then stole my sister's phone from our bench. I had to go after him and tell him to give it back. Again, his mother did not move and just called him to give us our things. When my niece was climbing on some of the playground equipment, the boy came up behind her and tried to pull her off the ladder, prompting my sister to yell at him.
What the hell?
My niece ran from him. He chased her and pushed her down a slide, hitting her in the head.
Oh, my God.
As we were checking, she wasn't hurt. He began to chase my daughter to the point that she also began sobbing.
Demon seed.
Mm-hmm. And I picked her up to keep her safe. I lost it. I screamed at the mother to do something about the son. And finally, she got up from the bench. She quietly apologized. She said her son was autistic and didn't know any better. My mom immediately apologized to her.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I cursed the woman out and said, I don't fucking care. My two kids and myself are also autistic, which is true, and that her son doesn't get to terrorize kids and act like a spoiled shit just because of his diagnosis, which I think is what you're getting at. While I was yelling, her boy tried to steal my sister's car keys, and she had to yank them from his hands. My yelling made her young daughter cry, and she just stood there staring at us while her son sprinted around the playground. We left the park immediately after. My mom laid into me and said I was overly harsh and didn't need to escalate things like I did and made it worse. She said that being autistic and having autistic kids of my own, that I should be more sympathetic. Am I the asshole for yelling at this woman after they ruined my family's playtime?
Nope. No, I don't think you're the asshole.
You still need to teach kids what's right and wrong.
Yes. And
it's still her responsibility.
And the mother of the kid that was running amok needs more control and understand that he is autistic, that you have to still set boundaries.
Yeah, she can't just sit on the bench and run around.
She should be more involved.
Yes,
because
exactly.
More involved.
Yeah. Exactly. Put the book down.
Yes.
Right.
Get your ass off the bench.
It's hurting other kids.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's
because the other kids don't understand yet that this child has an issue.
This actually happened to me when I was a kid at dad's tournaments. Like, so I'd go play on the playground because my dad plays baseball, so we'd play. Sometimes we'd have a weekend where he's
doing
baseball like all weekend. So I'd go to the playground and play with the kids. Well, there was this like very, in my head she was like really big, but because I was really small, but it was an older kid and she was very big and she kept pushing me down, like physically kicking me, would push me down to like, I started crying. And I went and ran to my mom, and my mom came back, and this girl had Down syndrome. So she was, you know, special, and because my mom was ready to go in on this kid, and then she didn't, and I couldn't understand why, because in my head, I didn't know any difference between, like, this kid was being a bully to me, and she was physically hurting me, and now my mom was ready to go and I was finally going to get some justice, and then I didn't get any justice. And so, yeah, it hurt even more that, like, I didn't, as a kid, you don't understand the difference. And now, like, why am I not being protected?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where the girl's parents were. I think you were looking for them and we couldn't figure out who she belonged to.
Yeah.
But she was in a group of other kids that
had special needs.
They weren't.
Oh, okay.
They were just playing. They did not have Down syndrome.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay,
and but they were older and they were encouraging her to pick on littler kids. Kick her again. Like that kind of thing. Like, so they were,
that makes me sick.
Yeah, exactly. They were getting her to do their dirty work.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
This was in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, like, this is at the. I'll really? Never forget this. This is so mean.
So if there's a threat to my child that she could get hurt, like in that, am I the asshole? Is that the kid was trying to pull the little sister or who I think it was off the ladder?
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's not.
It's dangerous.
That is so dangerous. Yeah. And the mom just sat there.
Yeah, the mom's not. The mom's an asshole for not being more participatory.
Yes.
And saying, hey, watch the kid more instead of yelling.
You can't just be like, I'm sorry, my kid's autistic.
Yeah,
I'm
give
like,
the
can
phone
I do?
Back.
Yeah, and
I don't know if you remember.
You know, granted, she's probably like dead tired all the time because that is.
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge responsibility and a handful.
I can have some empathy for her, but.
Yes, but not to not do anything that might endanger other children.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this one time. We would always go down to the cousins' birthday parties from here and go down to my family's. And one time, and I don't know whose birthday party was, but it was in more of, I grew up in Long Beach and the South Bay area and the ghetto. So this party was in particular in a ghetto like Chuck E. Cheese. And I don't know if you remember this. You guys are really young.
I remember. I was there.
4 or 5 or so. And it was you and the Katie side. And you were in the balls. We have those balls. And these older kids, I don't know if you remember this. The older kids were maybe 10, 12. And they were just playing. They were just playing, but they had no clue that the 3-4-year-old kids were inside the balls playing as well. Mm. And they were just, you know, jumping all around. Rough but album. You kids were scared and terrified because they had no clue that you guys were there, didn't care that you guys were there, and they were still just throwing balls and jumping on each other.
Yeah.
But I jumped in, and I didn't give it a thought to jump on these kids.
That's just what you did.
That's just what I did. Hey, man, I grew up in this area. Go ahead, Tim. Yeah. Hey, no, this ain't happening.
Right.
And those kids were like terrified. And it wasn't only until after I actually looked at these kids' faces that because I had scared them that I go, oh, shoot. Where are their parents?
Right.
But their parents never jumped in. I don't know if they ever saw.
So who's the asshole?
I don't know if they ever saw or if they were watching or whatever, but those kids backed off, and I didn't think anything of it. But if their parents would have jumped in, it would have been, you know, okay, hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, when it comes to your kids.
When it comes to your kids.
Or grandkids or
it
whatever.
It doesn't matter what the situation
you
is.
You jump in.
On if you're the tiger or not, and he is. So it's
like, I am
the dragon.
Well, there you go.
Dragon beats tiger.
Yeah. Yep.
If you're the monkey, really? Everyone expects you to be silly about it.
You're the year of the ox, so you're boring.
But in that situation, mom...
I get butchered and eaten.
Yeah.
You do all the work and then you get butchered.
That's right. You get butchered and eaten.
In that situation, though, the mom should be more aware and say, hey, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. Hey, son. You know, not just let him go off and do those things. She's got to stand around him more. Hey, Johnny, don't do that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because I've got a cousin that's younger, in Nikki's age, maybe the same age, maybe a little older, that's autistic. And his mom, my aunt... was always right there to say, hey, Jasper, you can't do that. Yeah. And, you know, Jasper would do whatever he did, but he knew, you know, because mom was there. Oh, okay. Because that was the only person he really paid attention to.
So, hey, put on your Velcro shoes. Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah. But leaving sooner than later was a better move for
the... That was a good move.
For the other parents. You want to enjoy yourself.
What do you
think
about his mom getting mad at him for...
Steve's mom?
No.
Oh.
The guy's mom.
She never gets mad at me.
You are not
the guy's mom.
So the mom should not have gotten mad at him.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that's
your child.
Not gotten
mad. Yeah.
That's your child. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're protecting your child. And if it looks like there's some sort of danger, plus he was acting like a bully, stealing things.
Yeah.
And
you can't teach your kids that that's okay just because someone has a disability.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, the
know,
disability
some
part
disability.
Of it. Yeah. And they've, and I know, I don't know, but because I'm not autistic and I don't understand the autistic poor kid
or
having
as far
an autistic
as we know
kid.
Yet.
More like we're not parents of
but
kids
I am
with
at that higher
needs.
Level than you guys.
Well, you technically are, but you're not. Technically are.
I do look down. But you can't give the excuse. And so, there is a pass on some parts of that, but the mother should be more aware and more involved and,
be around
and step up sooner rather than yelling, give the phone
the
back
bench.
While you're saving, running after the
that's
kid.
That's the key, is that she wasn't even close to them and her son.
Yeah, and when
she sat on the bench.
Yeah, when I was when we take our grandson, Archer, to the playground, we're right there. And he's not autistic. He's not special needs. But because of the fact... he's
ADHD.
For sure.
But still, we're there and we talk to the parents who are also there.
Mm-hmm.
And because there have been some parents that, they would be amazed that, hey, your grandson talks more than my son and they're the same age or whatever. But the parents are right there to oversee any...
How
situation.
Much you guys are beating them at being grandparents.
We're trying to let them be kids.
Yeah.
We're trying to let them be kids, but we're still being protective of the fact that, hey, our kid might
steamroll your kid.
You might steamroll
your
kid.
We're lapping you guys as grandparents. And
basically.
There's nothing you can do.
And we're grandparents and you're not. You're a regular parent.
Yeah.
You haven't reached our
grand,
level.
We're grandparents.
I'm up at 2 in the morning drinking grass juice shots,
to
be a grandpa.
So we can take care of
this. We know how to do it.
That's right. And wash dishes.
Yeah. Get out of here.
So, bottom line, the asshole is the mom that sat on
the
bench. The
mom that yelled at the son or daughter,
or
whoever
it was. And that one too. The mom of the
both moms.
Both
moms
are the
moms.
Assholes.
See,
oh my
moms,
god,
assholes, not mine,
not
yours,
not mine. Mine loves me.
Those
she
moms.
Has no complaints.
I love your mom.
I love my mom.
My mom's great.
She's the best. I mean,
Excuse
you're
me.
My second favorite mom.
you're my favorite mom.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're the greatest mom next
Debbie,
to mine.
Debbie, you're great. Sherry, you're
best
great.
Best mom. Yeah, Debbie too, whoever
Debbie.
That is.
Debbie
dad,
too. You're my
Debbie.
Favorite dad.
Debbie.
This is my second favorite dad right here. All mm-hmm. right, here we go.
I'm the second anyway.
My second favorite brown dad.
I'm the second anyway, though.
First favorite brown dad. Wouldn't he be your first favorite
brown dad? No, he's my second favorite brown dad.
Oh, you have others?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a brown daddy.
God.
Brown's okay. The best, right?
Brown daddy.
Next one is, am I the asshole for getting mad at my parents for making fun of me?
Yeah. No, you're not an asshole for that.
I make fun of her all the time.
So today I was making breakfast, and I ended up looking for jelly to make myself a peanut butter and jelly toast sandwich, but I couldn't find the jelly, so I asked my mom and dad for help. They found it very quickly once I started looking, something that is fairly common to happen. This is in parentheses.
The fact that this person is getting so mad about this.
This is why I waited to the end of this one.
Also, make sure you're talking to the microphone.
And so, my parents decided to call me a surface searcher.
Okay, I dig that.
Most guys are.
They've called me this before.
Most kids are.
In fact, as long as I can remember, it's always gotten on my nerves. So I have asked them to stop.
Stop looking just at the surface.
Multiple times.
Stop being a surface searcher.
And they never have. So today, I was much more blunt. I didn't say, please stop. It bothers me in a polite tone. I said in a serious tone and fairly loudly, stop. Nothing more, nothing less. Yes. I agree, but
I whispered that.
I agree, but we should get more context.
Okay.
Apparently, this got my mom upset, who started to call me infantile for not being able to take this one little tease. That's a tease? Stop? Stop
no, no,
is
no,
a tease?
No, her saying teasing about him being a surface searcher.
Oh,
he couldn't
okay.
handle it.
Okay.
So that was pretty infantile.
He can't handle it.
And then I told her this isn't the first time she's done it, and this isn't the first time it's gotten on my nerves. The argument quickly got out of hands and turned into a screaming match between us both. And my dad, of course, sided with my mom, so I was pissed at her and by extension at him. I ended up yelling at my dad all the reasons I hate him.
Oh my God.
How old is he? How old is the kid?
It doesn't say.
Holy shit.
Him purposely pissing me off, him laughing when he gets
put him in a sea bag.
Visibly irritated.
This is why this kid gets bullied.
Him telling me to shut up and call me annoying when I'm having a meltdown and crying. Yikes. I did all this and called him quote, the most vile fucking person on the planet. How do you come back from this? Okay.
How old?
It doesn't say. Am I really overreacting? They want to know. Am I just a big asshole?
Okay.
Oh, you're done with that? So we can say, you are?
You can okay, now chime in.
All right.
You know, if somebody is telling you that bothers them, you've got, and repeatedly, no matter what it is.
Sometimes you're just not in the mood.
Yeah. And he kept saying it. Hey, mom, dad, this really bothers me that you guys are teasing me about this. You know, at some point, you got to respect that they've been asking, he's been asking them, going, this is really bothering them. I mean,
you can think in your head that they're a pussy.
I didn't raise no pussy.
I know, but okay, so if I told my parents, you know, that really bothers me that you do that. You're treating me like, you know I get upset easily on not being able to find something. But that bothers me that you're constantly teasing me and putting me down.
Yeah.
Can you stop doing that? And he's told them repeatedly.
But when you can't find the jelly, isn't that different? Doesn't that make it different?
You know,
that's pretty simple.
To me, that makes it a little different.
It does make it a lot
different.
We'll
put it this way.
That's kind of where I'm at.
He's being satirical.
No, I'm actually not.
I can't relate to it.
Yeah.
But
I can relate to it.
If
sure.
Somebody,
so next.
If
yeah,
somebody
okay, go ahead.
Keeps telling me that really bothers me, I'll go, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if you can't find the jelly, and then it escalates to you're a piece of shit,
so that's,
something else is going on.
Hey, she kept locking her keys in the car.
Well,
repeatedly.
Because she's a dumb.
If she'd have put it next to the jelly, she might have found it.
I had to write in...
Put it
in,
next to what she wants to eat.
In blue painter's tape, keys on her steering wheel to remind her. It didn't matter. Yeah. But if I kept teasing her
Thank
about
God
it...
Thank God for keyless entry. It would be fun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I, you know, mom, that really bothers me.
That's why I had AAA. But anyway, Yeah, so I can relate to both sides because I can handle roast and I roast people back.
Correct.
And, you know, and it's and it is like, you know, it's that's how it's we show love in this family.
Yeah, it's how we show
family.
Love.
Yeah, yeah. But
in this family.
In my family,
this
family. Too.
Okay, that family too. Yeah.
Yes. We're roasty people. That's can why I continue? I've always felt love from Nikki? You guys, please.
So there have been times, especially when I'm PMSing, I just can't handle it, okay? And I'm very self-aware that you are making a joke and it's very light and I shouldn't take it seriously, but I can't fucking handle it, okay? I get that. I would never, I'm aware that it's me being very sensitive at this point right now. So I wouldn't in turn retaliate by saying some shit I can't take back.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm wondering how old the kid is. Maybe he's not able to, because when the way you said it so articulately, it's great and all. But when I'm in that mood, I can't express my emotions that articulately. Yeah. I just start crying and I'll leave the space maybe, but I just can't stop crying because I can't handle things. I can't handle things. Yeah. And I'm already frustrated with myself that I can't find the jelly. So like you poking fun at me at this particular moment, I can't handle it.
But as a parent,
you would know. You know your kid. Yeah, and you know. Yes. Okay, she can't handle it today.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And so you know your child, and you know, especially if they ask you.
That's what I'm saying.
I
agree with you.
Yeah, it's just.
And also too, like, how many times do I ask you where the car keys are? Because you take the car keys and you put them in your fanny pack. And the fanny pack is somewhere on God's green earth that I don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But
I'm quirky.
I know. But I don't take it personally. I don't think you're trying to fuck me over.
Yeah.
I just go, where are the car keys?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just as simple as that. Where the hell is the thing? And not like you're trying to fuck me over and wreck me and wreck my life and my soul. And I just think that sometimes people take it a little too far because they take it a little too personal. And I can't relate to those people.
Oh, you can't find it? Oh, my God. Yeah.
And,
can't you find it? It's right in your face.
But she does it to me, and I love it. I love it because it's our love language with each other.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
I call him a blind asshole.
Yeah, yeah. And she really will roast me. And
He looks like one.
Okay.
And if I did it to her on the Converse, it would be fucked up, actually, because she's really genuinely looking for the thing. And I'm genuinely looking for the thing, too, but I don't take it as seriously as when she's looking for the thing, because it's usually 2 minutes before she has to leave.
Too intense.
For something, yeah. But I understand that, and that's why we are simpatico like that.
Yeah.
We just have a good language.
Husband and wife have a certain language.
Yeah,
but if he was not having it, sometimes he's just in a mood where he's like, you know what, just be nice to me today.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay, noted. Like, I get it. Now I understand this framing of the mood. I'm not gonna poke anymore.
Maybe once out of every 200 days.
Yeah,
I've had children that call me when I'm not there saying, where are my socks? Or where are my keys? I'm not fucking there.
Yeah, but moms always know.
But I do. And I do know.
That's good.
Try looking in this. Yeah, there they are.
That's pretty good.
Or
so when you can't find the keys,
somebody can't find the remote.
Call Darcy. I will. Yeah.
Call me. Somebody can't find the remote controls.
I will.
They can never have the work.
It's under my hat. I found it.
He calls me at work. Where's the remote control?
Because you're the last one to use it.
I haven't watched TV.
I went to bed at 8 o'clock and you went to bed at 10.
Well, my thing is, what kind of Dodger fan are you if we find the remote control under your Dodger hat on the floor?
Why would it be under my hat unless the crow took it?
Sometimes the tripod is missing a part and you get yelled at for losing it even though you didn't.
There you go. Let's go.
You're the last one to touch the tripod.
Let's dredge it up.
Oh,
dredge it up.
One time, I borrowed Benjamin.
You're going down, Benjamin. Because I even yelled at you after that.
I love that all the family drama is brought up.
This story is shorthand for all of us.
Yeah.
I can tell
better
the story, she can tell the story.
You better drink your beer.
Yeah, Steve, tell the story.
I probably bought that tripod.
No need. Please take it away.
So the tripod, if you ever use a tripod with a camera, the camera
VHS.
A piece that goes, like a handy cam, needs the piece that attaches the camera to the tripod, and it's removable. And I had borrowed the camera and the tripod, but when I borrowed it, that piece was missing for me. So I had to use other methods of filming because I couldn't find that piece.
Not guilty.
I didn't say anything about it. I just was like, you know what? He put it somewhere, so I'm not going to say anything. Well, the next time my dad goes to use it, he's like, where's this piece? You lost it. You lost it. You were the last one to use it. I was like, no, it wasn't there when I needed it. I don't know where it is. You put it somewhere. And then he said that I was banned from using the tripod.
Fabrication.
Is he okay. the asshole?
So me and Darcy, is he the asshole? I'm going to say
yes.
Fabrication.
And then I said, totally. Then okay. So here's the icing yeah. on the cake. I said, you're going to feel really stupid when you find
yes,
it.
Yes, he did.
Because he yelled at me and banned me from using it. And then maybe 15 minutes later.
He found it.
Did I say I'm sorry?
He found it.
So
no,
we yes, just discussed this.
No. Never
we
said sorry.
He said his way of saying sorry is why do you make me yell at you?
He doesn't say sorry. He always makes a joke about
so
it.
So we just conferred about this, yes, and we agreed sorry. That Ben is not the asshole. No. You are the asshole.
No, we did not.
That story of my life. Yeah.
Okay, so it continues because she went into a room, and I totally laid into him, going,
"Never,
you better." I was yelling, and I don't yell. I know. But I was
like
yelling at him, you better go apologize to your daughter.
I said, I'm sorry.
He's like, are you going to apologize for making me yell at you?
You got up on the mic.
See, did you see? I looked at her and I said, I'm sorry.
And I asked him, I was like, is this you apologizing?
Yeah. Apology accepted. He does that to me though, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I didn't.
If he gets mad at me and he's
wrong,
he starts
laughing.
It's okay.
He
makes all a my joke apologies about it. To Nikki have been a joke. We've never argued about anything
it's
real.
It's a male thing.
Yeah.
It's a male
that's
thing.
That's what we do. That's what we do. And that, in closing, is how men deal with things versus how women deal with things.
Yes, that's true.
Thus,
men are
far.
From Mars.
Thank you.
The men do not take accountability is what
and
I'm hearing.
Do.
That's what I'm
the
hearing,
Elon
too.
I'm a CPA, accountable.
And yell at all moms.
Yeah, everybody's right. Yelling at moms.
Yell at moms.
What? Why is that?
Hopefully only men go
and
to Mars.
And in Disney, the moms die.
Because we're Disney.
Okay. Right. Best case scenario for the moms, I think. Because then it's either that or getting yelled at.
Or you get lucky, and like most Disney women, you get married off to a nice fella.
Yeah. But so. Lion King died. The king died.
The Lion King died.
Mufasa.
Yep,
he did.
See?
By his own brother.
Tiger Clan.
And
I think you have enough brothers
Bambi,
who want to let you die.
Well, not a person. It was the mom.
The mom died.
And it wasn't until later that the dad died. Yeah.
They all died. Yeah. Everyone dies.
We got a Simba right here. The waiting, dude. We got a Simba in the waiting room right now.
That's right. You know what I mean? Wu Man and the Tiger
can't
Clan.
Can't wait to fucking watch him go off a cliff.
What?
We'll get to it on the next
from
different plane.
Men are from Mars.
We're on different plane.
We'll get to it on the next one.
I like Venus better.
Mm-hmm. I listen to
me
him
too.
More.
It's gaseous, but
yeah,
it's fine.
That's okay. Sometimes I am too.
Maybe that's why the women die, because Venus is unlivable.
Hey, if you can't hang out here without air conditioning, I don't think you're making on Venus, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right, but we'll be back. Hey, thank you all so much for listening. Also, if you want to support the show, check us out on patreon.com/sticky.
STIKKI.
We do... If you listen to this podcast, you can get it a day earlier. Also, I do Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Never miss one in 2.5 years.
Monthly live streams, poker, free roll tournaments. It's a fun time and
it's
the best Discord community
on
you
the planet.
Could ever think
Can't
of.
Beat it.
Thank you to my parents for stopping by and guesting on this episode.
You're welcome.
We appreciate the family drama you have brung to the show for entertainment purposes. For
only.
For
only.
The others, for entertainment purposes only. And so be sure to, you know, follow, subscribe, I don't know, hit the like button. I don't know what works with the algorithm anymore. Help us out. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you all so much.
Bye.
Bye.